File 4. Listening 2. 1.
Is it rude to listen to music on a bus in the UK? When I was coming to meet you, the woman in front of me kept turning around and staring at me. I had my headphones on.
Listening to music isn't rude. Were you sitting in the seat for elderly or disabled passengers?
No, of course not. And I didn't have my feet or my rucksack on the seat next to me.
Perhaps your music was just a bit loud. Don't worry. It's very easy to offend some people, and the woman shouldn't have been staring at you. It's rude.
2.
Kath, I've been invited to a colleague's wedding next month. Is it polite to give money as a gift at a British wedding?
Well, it's a little impersonal, but no one would complain. Do check the invitation carefully, though.
Why?
Well, if you're invited for the wedding ceremony, you will probably need to dress very formally. But if you're only invited for the evening party, you can dress more casually.
Okay.
And if you do dress formally, don't take off your jacket straight away. You're not allowed to take your jacket off until the bride's father takes his jacket off, usually when everyone sits down to eat.
Oh, how confusing.
3.
Can you explain the rules for tipping in the UK? Should we always leave something?
Good question. Well, if you're in a restaurant, check to see whether it's included in the bill. If it isn't, then your waiter will help you add something, usually between 10 and 15%, to your card payment. But in lots of smaller UK shops, like cafes and most pubs, you will see a jar for cash tips.
So, if there's a jar, we leave cash there?
Yes, that's right. It's not common, but you do occasionally see them in taxis too.
4.
George, turn your phone off. The concert is about to start.
I'm just waiting for Harry to email me about the work agenda for tomorrow.
Check it later.
It's okay. The auditorium lights are still on. And I want to video the conductor coming out and bowing.
Oh, George, you are so embarrassing. Turn your phone off now.
Okay, okay.
5.
Michael, are you happy with your mobile network?
I guess. I have a pay-as-you-go contract, and the networks are all quite similar for those.
I want to change network because I've seen a really good deal, but I have a monthly contract that lasts for 12 months. Do you think I'll be allowed to keep my number?
Oh, yes. The phone company has to let you do that. But it will be very expensive to leave the contract early. You ought to wait until the end of the year and then shop around for the best deal.
Okay, I'll just have to wait for another 3 months.